So in Baruch HaKadosh, we continue with our learning of Rav Neven Sal's Divrei Torah on Hanukkah in his Sefer Yerushalayim Mo'adeh. Rav Neven Sal's Shlita, Chief Rabbi of the Old City, tells us on page Amar Aleph and Amar Beis a question that he has on the Rambam. And to some extent, we're seeing kind of into the inner world of Rav Neven Sal's learning, that he pays attention to each and every word, each and every line of the Rambam, as so many of our Tamil Chachamim do. And while previously, he was wondering why the Rambam gives us the whole elaborate story of Hanukkah and see previous shir in order to understand that. Rav Neven Sal on Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis wants to understand at the very end of the Rambam's story introducing us to Hilchos Hanukkah, he concludes and says, "V'chazor Malchus Yisrael Yeser Al Ma'isayim Shona Ato Korban Hasheni." The Malchus, the kingship of Israel, returned to us. Basically, you know, the Greeks were no longer in charge, and now we were in charge once again. For 200 years, or more than 200 years, until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash the second time around. And why is that necessary? Meaning we could have had the whole elaborate story. We didn't need to have this historical lesson about what happened for the following 200 years. Why was that necessary to include? And so just like before, we've discussed the connection between Purim and Hanukkah, that Purim and Hanukkah are sister holidays, and a lot of the halachos and a lot of the things that we assume by one we'll assume by the other. When it comes to Purim, we don't say Hallel. And why don't we say Hallel? Because the Gemara in Aruchin on Yudam and Beis tells us that Akatia de Achashverosh Anan, that we were still Avonim of Achashverosh, we were still subjugated by Achashverosh under his Malchus, as opposed to Hanukkah, we do say Hallel. We say Hallel for, you know, the full week. Why? Because now we are under our Malchus. When we say our Malchus, we are now under free to worship a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Hanukkah is a celebration. It's a celebration not just of the miracles that took place back in the day, but the miracles that took place that enabled us to have a greater sense of Avodas Hashem. Have a wonderful day.